Dozens of community members, including members of South Simcoe Police, Bradford Fire and OPP, gathered Friday morning at the Highway 88 overpass at Highway 400 to watch the procession for fallen South Simcoe Police Constables Morgan Russell and Devin Northrup. The officers responded to a disturbance at an Alcona home around 8 p.m., Tuesday. After an exchange of gunfire inside the home with resident Chris Doncaster, the wounded officers were rushed to the hospital by emergency run, where Northrup, 33, died. Russell, 54, was airlifted to a Toronto trauma center and succumbed to his injuries early Wednesday morning. Doncaster, whose age has since been corrected to 22 years old by the Special Investigations Unit, SIU, was pronounced dead at the scene. The loss has been felt profoundly throughout the community and beyond, with tributes coming in for the officers from all across the country. I'm sending my deepest condolences to at South Simcoe's this morning, as they mourn the passing of two officers who were killed in the line of duty. My thoughts are also with the loved ones of these officers and the entire Innisfil community, tweeted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Wednesday. Leslie Hopper, one of the residents at the Bradford overpass Friday morning, showed up with her family, waving a Canadian flag as the procession drove through to show her support for the officers' sacrifice. Hopper's daughter is getting married to South Simcoe police officer this weekend, and the news of Russell and Northrup, she said, has shaken her and her entire family. It's very, very hard to process, she said. BWG volunteer firefighter President Jeff Torcato and other members of the crew stood outside Friday morning to watch the procession. It doesn't go over well when you see something like that happen in our small community, said Torcato. The procession started at 9 a.m. from Toronto, driving up the 400 all the way to Barrie. Details on the funerals are still being finalized. South Simcoe Police said the service for the officers will happen together. There are currently books of condolences that are available for signing set up at Innisfil Town Hall, as well as the Bradford West Gwillimbury Leisure Centre. Village media will provide funeral information once details are received.